Hello, Chad.
Hey, is this Sam?
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for calling in the podcast. I know we got you for very limited time. I just want to jump into the interview if you don't mind. We jump into the album.
Perfect.
Chad, look, let me fan out for a second before I jump into, let me just fan out just for a second. Thank you so much for calling up. I've been a big fan of Switchfoot. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say I've been there from the beginning, but I have been there since Beautiful Letdown.
Cool.
And from there, I got a chance to research backwards and continue on with you forwards. We were joking about it before you got on here. Beautiful Letdown was such a big album. You were kind of issued a copy of it when you enrolled in my college. I went to EMU, and you got your first day orientation in a brand new copy of Beautiful Letdown. I'm dead serious. The first few chords of Meant to Live is just burned into my brain, so...
Very cool.
All right, but let's jump into the new album. You guys are back from hiatus. This is your 11th album?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah.
11 records.
Oh, man. This is Native Tongue. Now, I've listened to it in preparation and just on as, you know, in preparation for this interview as well as a fan. It's great. It's new familiar, if that makes sense. It's new, but it's the same sound. But different. I hope that made sense. Like new nostalgia,
yeah.
if that helps. Tell me a little about what went into it, man.
Yeah, I get the nostalgia part. You know, I think the hiatus for us was just a time of giving each other the space to, you know, reflect on where we're at in our lives. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, a couple decades now. And it was really good personally, you know, for us. We're all married now and got kids, and it just be home and off the road, not touring, was a you know, really refreshing kind of reset for everybody. And in that, the nostalgia of, you know, hey, we love what we do. We love this band. We love the people that listen to our music and this ongoing dialogue we have with them. And so the desire to make more music as Switchfoot, you know, was something that we really came together and decided, yeah, let's do it. Let's make a record.
Now, during that time of hiatus, you guys had to ask yourself some hard questions, like why are we doing this? Being a band or being all of it? I mean, like, what went into that conversation?
Well, I think those big life questions are good for anyone, you know, to be able to step back and ask yourself, you know, why am I going to work every day? And what am I spending time on? And what brings me joy? And for me, I think that's the biggest question that kind of turned the corner for us to decide, yeah, let's make a record and let's plan a tour next year and let's keep doing this, you know? You know, I think those questions are healthy. It kind of takes you out of your routine and kind of shakes you up a little bit and makes you appreciate the things that you do have and question the things that maybe you need to let go of.
Now, Chad, I got to ask this question, mainly because I'm glad you kind of said that. This kind of dovetailing your music, Native Tongue, much like a lot of your music, has themes of self-reflection and addressing where you guys are. You guys pretty much are grounded individuals, but now it seems like it has expanded to more social or global issues. Is that part of the plan, or does it just kind of happen organically?
We're not intentionally a political band or, you know, making heavy comments on society, but I think more reflecting on our own heart and our own lives and our own choices. You know, the theme for Native Tongue really felt timely. You know, I turn on the news and I hear so much hate and so much, you know, negativity, and the concept of Native Tongue being that hate is not our native language, that love is. And so easy to forget that in the world today.
That's well said. That's well said. And I and if I'm off base in any of these questions, just please just tell me. I gotta ask. Switchfoot is one of the very few bands who been able to, I guess, straddle the fence between secular and spiritual music. You guys are not shy about saying you're a Christian band, but not Christian rock. That makes sense, because Christian rock has a weird connotation to it, but you guys are not hiding from the fact that you guys are, you know, devout Christians. But at the same time, you guys can go and do secular music. Has that been a theme, or is it a struggle, or is it just kind of just who you are and just get with it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think labels are usually detrimental to art. You know, I think when we put limitations on art or music, it tends to, you know, put it in a box and you know, keeps it from being interpreted, you know, universally and reaching a wider audience. And I think for us, you know, we've tried to be very honest about, you know, the way that faith integrates in our life and our music, and my life on stage and off stage, and I think that's sort of the approach I take to, you know, my faith is very important to me, and yet I wouldn't want to label my music in that way and limit it. You know, I think that we've always tried to make really honest songs and to be talking about things that are human and not just limited to people of a particular background, ethnicity, religion, belief system. You know, I think these are human questions of meaning and faith and doubt and all of that. And so, yeah, I think in music you have an opportunity to explore the world and to be honest, and honesty is job one.
All right. And I get that, because, like I said, all right, I know, and I'm not trying to divide and conquer, but John and Tim pretty much get all of the, like, hey, we started from here, but you were there from the beginning, too. So you got a chance to kind of see the evolution of Switchfoot and kind of how this thing has gone for 11 albums. And one of the things is, I love asking this question, because your North American leg of the tour kicks off Valentine's Day. Now, I have to ask, is there something that you look forward to every time you go on tour? Is there a thing where you just like, I gotta, next time we're on tour, I got to do blank?
Yeah, you know, I think people are what I look forward to the most. You know, it's an opportunity for us to revisit and reconnect with old friends, and some of them, you know, the fans have been coming to see us and support us for many, many years, and then also the other bands and musicians that we get to see along the road, and you know, obviously we get to visit some pretty cool places. You know, kick off the tour in Asheville, running up through Detroit and March, and then down into warmer climates after that. So I enjoy all of it. I do, man. And the other thing is food. Get it to eat some different and excellent food along the way. I love that.
That's cool. See, that is not the answer I thought I was going to get. I did a little bit of homework. I know you guys are very avid surfers. You guys love surfing, so I would imagine, only imagine, that you guys look forward to going to the coast. You like doing your
thing.
Any places that where you just highly recommend, look, this is where I gotta go. We're surfing at this particular spot. In the world at this point.
Yeah, you know, this tour being in the continental U.S., I think we're limited to a few spots on the East Coast, you know, in Florida and a couple other places. But yeah, when we travel overseas, you know, Australia and Japan and you know, even in Europe, we've been able to get some waves. So I love all of that. I think being in a band, travel is probably one of the biggest perks. It's amazing. It's an amazing way to see the world.
That's awesome. Look, I know you got back-to-back interviews today. We're getting around that time. I just want to thank you for calling into the podcast a little bit. Mainly, we've been talking about Native Tongue. Trey, who was on the podcast earlier, we talked about actually, we built a friendship on you guys, on Beautiful Letdown, actually. And it was like, because we both heard the chords and we both looked at each other, which is like, oh, you know Switch? Oh, yeah, you know Switch. And that's what. So, if that's anything, you guys have built friendships. And quite honestly, 11 albums later, as a whole, you guys are rock solid. So, I wish nothing but the best for you guys. And when you guys get into Detroit, you're going to see me in the crowd. I'm going to be yelling. I'm going to be screaming.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad you mentioned that story with you, Trey, because I do feel that that is the most fulfilling part of being in this band, is the friendships and the connections that happen over time, where you see people in the audience that met at a show, you know, a Switchfoot show maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and then they ended up falling in love and getting married, and you're like, wow, somehow we were a conduit for that and connection with music. And I think that's, you know, just a beautiful byproduct of the art and the music that we get to do.
That's awesome. I gotta ask, you guys ever been, like, invited to weddings or anything like that?
Yeah, occasionally we get asked, you know, hey, can you come sing at my wedding? Usually we're on tour, so we have to regretfully decline, but that's an honor to be asked, for sure.
All right, well, Chad, hey, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time talking to us about the new album, Native Tongue, the upcoming tour. Like I said, I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Thanks so much, man. You have a great day.
You too.
Talk soon.
All right, bye.